With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. The region of Queens is reopening pools this summer and are looking for staff. The Milton Centennial and North Queens Aquatic Center were closed last year as a precaution against the spread of COVID-19. Director of Recreation and Healthy Communities Megan Roberts says both facility staff and the public now understand how to safely operate and make use of recreation facilities during a pandemic.
Obviously, the protocols that get put out by public health and the provincial government, we're all required to follow them in everything that we do. I think they're a little bit more clear now, you know, a year into COVID, kind of what the expectations are.
Robert says they won't need to go through public health to get approval for their plan, as Queens has the benefit of being able to learn how other pools operated last summer and apply that to their opening. Another reason why the Queens public pools didn't open last year was the impact of COVID on the ability to train incoming lifeguards and staff. Robert says as the pandemic has gone on, protocols have been established to allow that training to happen, and she expects there will be no problem in finding trained staff to fill the necessary roles.
They did end up getting their certifications, and so things have happened this year. It's just everything's happening just a little bit differently. It might be that less participants in courses and how they learn their skills and whatnot because of COVID has changed, but they have run in various forms.
Applications for the summer pool positions are available on the Region of Queens jobs page. A link is on our website. Robert says the region is still finalizing their pool reopening plan, but residents can be confident staff will be ready to welcome swimmers this summer.
You just cross your fingers and hope for the best. And, you know, COVID is here and we have to live with it. And it's just finding out ways that you can operate safely, because safety obviously is our number one priority. And we would never open if it wasn't going to be safe.
For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.